WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Cooper's. I've got the menu, finally. We're Cooper's North. I haven't gone to Cooper's South, although I did have lunch there a couple months ago back in the summertime. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play out of here, giving away some Raven scratch-offs because tis the season and it is a Purple Friday. It is also Restaurant Week and the Maryland Restaurant Association recommending that you get out, take advantage of guys like Terry showing off at places like Cooper's North up here in Mays, Chapel, Timonium. Also, our friends at Goodwill. I've been cleaning out closets. They didn't have a truck to send this weekend, so my wife and I were just going to load up the car, old school, take it over to Joppa Road. Make sure you're doing the same thing. Given the Goodwill, they're also recycling plastic and had Lisa Rosiniak on. And last but not least, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. They did my windows. They can do yours. They're awesome. The bucket hat, I wore it last segment. I look goofy. I couldn't hear real well. Kate Piker laughed at me, so I'm not wearing it this segment, but I wish I were wearing it. Caroline Evans is here from Sotheby's. She has been drinking Moscow Mules at the bar here at Cooper's Tavern. Terry Beck is here. He was a world-famous wide receiver at Milford Mill. So I check in here at 1 o'clock. I take a selfie of me with the rug eating a gumbo, and I put it out. I said, I'm at Cooper's North. And Big Bob says, say hi to Terry Beck, the manager, best receiver for Milford Mills in the 70s. And I'm thinking, the internet works quick, man. Right. I mean, you know, they don't play games with the internet around here. The internet knows, Terry, do they not?
Yes, they do.
You are the manager here, yes?
Yes.
How many years?
Going on 13. I originally started with Patrick in Fells Point for the first 4 years. And then when we opened up the North location in Mays Chapel, I came and worked. You know, I've been here in the county ever since.
Well, I've known Patrick since Homicide was shooting down in the city. And they needed, it may have been a leukemia fundraiser or kidney or cancer. I don't remember exactly what the fundraiser was. But they had John Seda and Richard Belzer and all the guys from the cast, Yaphet Kotto, they were all tending bar. Right. And Cooper was alive. The dog, the picture's all over the place. So I actually drank beer with Cooper.
Wow.
So that's how old I am. So we're going back now. It's a good 20. Is it 25 years?
How 25 in Fells Point. They just had their anniversary on Wednesday.
Here.
10 here, yes.
How long have you been drinking at the bar, Caroline?
Oh, gosh, for 10 long years. It's been wonderful, though. It's, you know, it's our neighborhood cheers, so
well,
we so, love it.
Well, Patrick hit me, and I had no idea that he was booking the show. So he booked guests. I had Ron Klausner here. He had to go to the Gilman game. I'm sorry, Ron. I thought Ron was just like hanging out. I knew Ron from downtown. So it's good to have you here, but this is a Cheers bar. When I think of Mays Chapel and I came up, I screwed up. I pulled in where the pool was. I made the turn a little too early coming here because I got down in the valley. I'm like, shit, I went the wrong way. I got to go back in there. This area is just such a sort of undiscovered, beautiful, I call it an enclave. You live here.
Yes, I am a realtor, but I love to stay in 21093 as much as I can, because when you walk in here, you have great food, great atmosphere, and then the clientele that comes to sit at the bar, whether they're working, I mean, you always see a laptop out on the bar, some golfers coming in after golf during the season, or just, you know, kids coming in after school.
I saw you down there working. You're like a real realtor.
I was working.
Is this an office? Is this Cooper's Office North? Is that what this is?
Pretty much, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Limited supply gumbo.
Right, we see our regular customers 4 and 5 days a week. It's awesome.
People come in 5 days a week, really?
Absolutely.
That is Cheers.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, that's why Patrick said to you, he said, I got to get some of my regulars on the show and promote real estate, promote crab cakes and all that. So I did the crab cake tour a year and a half ago. The reason I really did it, and I thought it would be beer sponsored, and I really thought like an Old Bay or somebody would want to sponsor going out, but you've been in this industry a long time.
Right.
You had the bar taken away from you for months and months at a time. Everybody had it curbside. It's hard to curbside French fries, right? 2.5 years ago, this hits. A year into the plague, we're open, we're shut, we're masking the county, we're masking the city, all this is going on. I thought when this thing's over with, being able to come out here and like hang out, put headsets on, talk to people about local things, things that are really going on a beautiful fall day, there's always activity in restaurants and bars. And I think we missed it the most when it was taken away from us. All of us. Not
Absolutely.
Just people working, and God bless all of you who tried to PPP and keep it
right.
together and tip curbside and do all that. But for people who do love their neighborhood place, we had it taken away, and I don't think any of us ever saw that coming. And that's what the Crab Cake Tour is about. It's about bringing the stories together to bring people to bars to keep these places going.
Right. When the pandemic was going on, we were able to, fortunately, pull up our Chow Hound burger truck out front when, you know, the restaurants
inside. So you serve right out of
the
truck.
Yeah, we served right out of the truck out front for a good year.
So you didn't even have to curbside. Did you set up picnic
tables?
No.
I mean, we had a few, but... They frowned upon the six feet distance.
You know what's crazy about me is I lived downtown for the last 20 years. We just moved out to the county this year. Miss Realtor Lady, Caroline. So I got her car, Caroline Evans. Yeah. So part of the plague that freaked everybody out of staying in is everybody wanted fresh air. My wife took up hiking. Me, tenderfoot, out like on trails, Centennial Park. I'm up in gunpowder, like stepping over rocks and different stuff. So you're laughing at me about outdoor activities. I stretched during the plague. I did things that I hadn't done. What were you guys doing during the plague?
You know, it's, well...
Real estate went crazy.
That was one of my biggest years I've ever had. So, you know, we had to jump right in because, you know, we are essential, we're
2%,
essential
right.
workers.
2%.
Listen, we did a good... We had a great year. But, you know, I couldn't thank Coopers enough, like, you know, to toot their horn again because, you know, being a community member and you're locked in your house with your family, let me tell you, it was a little stressful.
Did you get the gumbo to go?
I got that food truck. I mean,
Kate's over here killing the gumbo. Right
it is
now.
So delicious.
It's She's like, got the bread going. Ah.
I mean, they were just invaluable to our community. And I did like our Sunday orange crushes to go. Right. Oh, those were delicious and too.
Were you putting them in cans?
We had them in like big plastic
24
bags.
Ounce cups.
Yeah, it was incredible. So it got
crushes
you know,
hit you different at home than they do at the bar.
And then we were doing a lot of. Charity burgers, so area hospitals during the pandemic. Patrick was fantastic.
A lot of folks were doing that.
It was great.
Feed the hospitals. Feed the firemen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look, we're Coopers North. I'm going to have a crab cake before it's all over with here. I've had the Coopers crab cake one other time, and it came honest. It involved your chow hound. Hugh Sisson, and I know you pour heavy seas here. Hugh Sisson was doing this Ukrainian benefit, right? The war happened. There was a Ukraine brewery that was giving their markings and their recipes to any brewery in the world that wanted to support Ukraine. So Hugh painted the whole place Ukraine on a Friday, brewed up a special red ale, an American red ale that this Ukrainian brewery did. And I said, well, I got to come out and do the crab cake tour with you. I said, the only problem is, you're a beer joint. You don't have any crab cakes. He's like, oh, no. I'm going to call Patrick. I'm like, you know Patrick? I know Patrick. So next thing you know, we had the gal I just met. Sam came out. She hung out. She had a crab cake with us. We had it off. And he had hundreds of people at Heavy Seas that day. So I've had to have your crab cake, you know?
But you'll be pleasantly surprised. You'll really enjoy it.
I was telling Kate, I came in here because you know the legend of St. Patrick's Day here, right? St. Patrick's Day, you guys do the best corned beef and cabbage. I know this. I've tasted it all. I've sampled it all. So I know how special you guys treat St. Patrick's Day. My wife and I came in here like maybe March 14th or 15th, get an early start before the crazies get involved. And I sat at the bar and Andy was tending bar on a Saturday here. And I've known Andy for years, shuckers, the whole deal. And I came in, I ordered a corned beef. He's like, let me bring you some gumbo. And I said, gumbo can be a little spicy. Right. I'm a little afraid of it. He's like, Guy Fieri loved this gumbo. Let me tell you, if you're here one day, I like you, I care about you, you're not leaving without trying the gumbo. So he brings me out a little Dixie cup of the gumbo, and I'm, all right, I'll have a cup of that, you know. So I had it. I've been waiting 6 months to come back here to get the gumbo.
Right.
So that bowl you brought me out, in my belly.
Delicious.
Right. It is.
You can never get wrong
what
with
else
the gumbo.
You get here?
Oh, well, it's hilarious.
Moscow mules that I've seen.
I mean, they are very good Moscow mules, let me say. But no, usually
it's
come in here.
Afternoon, we're loose.
You know what? It depends on my day. I used to be the fish taco crazy lady.
Okay.
And then I switched over to a veggie burger. You know, during COVID, I probably enhanced in a little bit too much wine and did some more Doritos and home cooking Doritos. So when I come here now, I love their veggie burger, which is excellent actually. And then you know the menu. Thankfully, these guys are so smart; they change it up every quarter, so we're not eating the same thing every single time. So I'm excited for the fall menu to come out because I think will we get our meatloaf back?
Yes, absolutely.
No meatloaf today.
No.
I told my wife, if they got meatloaf, I'm bringing it home.
Because
meatloaf feels like. Today. So I woke up this morning. Right. It's 47 degrees. I'm freezing. I'm putting on long johns. I have a full, like, two-layer. My people are from the equator. I'm Venezuelan. I can't. Once it gets below 68, Nestor gets chilly, man. I'm like Mr. Freeze.
I know. I'm going to the Orioles game tonight.
Are
and
you?
I have got to go home and get my parka out, my knit hat. It's going to be chilly tonight.
Go O's.
Go O's.
Terry, for you with Coopers and all these years here and all this stuff, conceptually, neighborhood bar and all that, and I think Patrick's going to come in and talk about it a little bit, right. But having people like Caroline in the neighborhood, like Fell's Point, there was some of that for sure, right. But Fell's Point's a different kind of vibe. I mean, totally. Cilantro, the whole deal, everything right. You guys have done down there.
Right. It mainly reaches out to the family-oriented style, you know, family-style restaurant. We don't get the real young kids that you see at High Tops and some of the other restaurants in the area. But like I said, our clientele, it's a repeat business. It's a family, well-liked restaurant. I mean, it's just everyone knows one another.
So I got a memory here.
A home away from home.
It just came to me. Kim Knight was my traffic gal for years and years. Kim, I want to rock and roll all night. Her and her husband, John. When my wife had cancer the first time, she couldn't go out and really, I mean, she's bald, no offense, looked
right,
nice. Looked,
right,
her head looked as beautiful as yours, and her eyes as well. But when she got sick, she couldn't go out. And the first time we ever went out after she really was at the bottom of the, but she still had her ball and her port
right.
In her chest. We came out here. She was little and frail, and we sat right over there with Kim Knight and had lunch. It was the first time I had been in here because you
great.
Guys probably opened about 12 or 13, right? This was 14. So this is probably
right.
The summer 2012, of 14.
September of 2012.
This is probably like June of 14 that we came in here for the first time. But it's literally the first time my wife went out during that. My wife's doing great. She's 8 years, cancer-free and doing awesome. 2 bone marrow transplants. But we have a special memory here, you know?
Right.
First time getting out of the house.
Right. That's one thing we do share in common. Unfortunately, I'm a 2-time survivor of leukemia. And I want to thank you again for reaching out and helping me with my daughter's charity event. The second time I went through chemo, which was awesome.
Well, look at you.
Thank you.
You doing all right?
Yes, feeling great.
Man, it's unbelievable, the survivor network of people, right? Like, and I don't know that it's me or some sort of weird serendipity, but if I say leukemia, cancer, bone marrow, somebody comes over and says, oh, who had leukemia? I had leukemia. My daughter had leukemia. It's like we were the only ones we knew when we knew it. In 2014, the only person in the world we knew who had leukemia was Chuck Pagano. Like, literally, the doctors came in, were in the room, shell-shocked. We're like, oh, my God, you know, and what are we going to do? We text Chuck, because Chuck was the only person we knew. Like, we're Googling, we're going crazy, like, trying to figure things out. Right. It was that and Brian Song, right?
Right.
Right, the movie? You're old, and you remember that, right?
Tearjerker, I remember.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. But look at you, man. You're a miracle.
Thank you.
Terry Beck, he's managing things out here, including the bar tab. What is that special heavy seas that you pour?
It's the Cooper's Lager.
That's named for you, but only available here.
Well, it went from Cooper's Yellowtail for years, and they recently did away with the Yellowtail Ale, and now it's a lager.
I'm thirsty. How about you, Caroline?
Oh, I mean, I've got a
Is it Carolyn or Caroline?
Caroline. Sweet Caroline.
You Southern?
I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina for a little bit, so it comes out when people ask me.
You're a Caroline in Carolina.
A Caroline
in my
Carolina.
Mind.
In my mind,
I'm
exactly.
Going. There you go. Tell everybody how to find you and what you do. What kind of places you sell and buy?
Oh, we do everything at Sotheby's. You're getting, you know, first-class world global experience with, you know, a great little community that we
That's
have here.
That's a hell of a brand.
You
got to go.
You.
Yeah,
he's got to go grab the phone. He's working here. All right. We'll
Love
wrap
him.
Things up with
yep.
you. We'll have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You got kids? You got to give me a story.
3 kiddos, a 22-year-old just graduated off the books now. I've got a daughter that's in 8th grade and a son that's in 6th grade.
You better go get them from school.
Oh, listen, I got that taken care of. Good sleepover Friday night. You got to love it.
Kids are back at school, man. Bill Cole's my client from Cole Roofing. We talked this week just about if you are a parent. My son turned 38 yesterday, so I'm way done. And they ain't having, don't even think about it.
Grandpapa.
Ah, don't say that to me on the air. I feel like Archie Bunker, you say that to me. But people go back to school, and like everything about lives change for parents, and there really are 2 seasons. There's in school and in sports, right, if they're into sports, and then there's, hey, we got a couple of weeks in the summer we can run down to Dewey or like hang out at Ocean City or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's exactly, you're explaining our family. We've been so fortunate to have a house in Ocean City, and we sold it over COVID, unfortunately, just because we were anticipating us going from a nice summer to a good summer to next year, we'll be there for maybe 10 days.
Okay.
So it's funny, as you're saying, like we are now inundated in sports for the next 7 years. So our summers were in, you know.
Where do they play?
Oh, lacrosse.
All right.
I mean, could you imagine, right, in Baltimore? So we are
I
in
saw
lacrosse.
Klausner with his lacrosse.
Oh, yeah. We love Cooper's lacrosse. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it's different for us this summer. But again, like, I can't say enough. All right, so I might be home a little bit more this summer, but again, I have my family here. I've got our family all around here. We've got great pools around here, and, you know, well, it'll just be different.
The plague effed me up. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, things have changed. You know, I mean, after the plague, nothing's sort of like it used to be. Nothing even feels. Ravens games don't feel the same way to me. Orioles game, nothing. Concerts still feel kind of normal. Like, yeah. I was with the Merriweather the other night. Yep. Concerts are the one thing that have been a draw for me. I saw Pearl Jam a couple times a couple weeks ago, where there's some semblance of, oh, I recognize this. But, I mean, even restaurants, outdoor seating, berms, which is beautiful. I mean, I was up in Canada, Montreal, seeing outdoor seating there, but seeing it all over the country, everywhere I go now, it's just sort of a major change. Change real estate as well, too.
Well, oh, big time. I mean, but I kind of, you know, if we have to say anything about the pandemic, it brought everyone's community together, and we had to come up with different ways to survive, right? These restaurants had to come up with all of these creative ways. All of the, every business had to come up with a creative way to survive. And I really have to compliment, you know, Baltimore and Baltimore City. They really fought really hard to keep as many businesses as they could alive. And that was really important. And us as business professionals, we tried to keep them alive as well.
Well, that's part of our positives, all that. People are like, exactly. What are you doing? I'm like, well, the world shut down and there was no sports. And I started talking to regular people and local people, much like I did taking phone calls for the first 20 years of my career, but just trying to say, supporting each other. And what's, I mean, Dogs and Cats and Dog Fest, and we got Cal Ripken Foundation, and we're doing a basketball event, and we're serving crab cakes and gumbo and ice cold beer out here, and the games are on, and, you know, just there's a lot of life, I think, after this, but it's different. And I think it's different for your kids.
Oh,
I mean, it's going to, you know, how they're going to perceive the world when this is over with.
Yeah.
I had an intern this summer. She looked better in the Window Nation hat than I did. It fit the bucket head. She's my South Carolina junior now at college. She came back. She didn't have a regular graduation. She was COVID baby. She was a senior year COVID, you know, prom, drive-by graduations. I'm thinking, man, if that happened to summer 85, I'd be all messed up.
Okay. I'm telling you. Me too. Class of 94 here, so.
Caroline Evans. She is it says sales associate. She just does real estate. You can find her at Sotheby's. You can probably find her having a Moscow Mule. We're at Cooper's North. It is the cheers of Mays Chapel and Timonium. And I've got my own little personal stories of gumbo sustained here, as well as corned beef and cabbage taken home on St. Patrick's Day. Window Nation sponsors us, as do our friends at Goodwill. And, of course, you're of age. Your kids are 22, so I know you're old enough to have a lottery ticket. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play with some Maryland Lottery and Ravens scratch-offs. I still got a handful of the Show Me 10,000s. Do you have any real estate advice you would give to people? Because I have a lot of people in the game. I had a hard time. I had a 23rd floor condo at Harbor Court that we bought for $439,000 in 2003. I gave it away for $390,000 after putting $250,000 into it because the city was the city. The market is the market. Condos are condos. We needed to exit. We love living downtown. We love downtown Baltimore. We loved all of that. But as an investment piece where we are in our lives, 2% sounded nice 2 years ago, but there was no exit for us on a personal level. Mm-hmm. And we're cool now and all that, but I don't know that you and I will live long enough or get gray enough to see 2% come back. Right?
You know,
like, it really was a once in a lifetime.
And I don't know how good that is for the economy anyhow. I believe truly, though, that, you know, when I bought my first condo out of college, I believe my interest rate was 11%. And so
I was 875.
Okay, so you were a little better. So I was 11%. Now I lived in South Florida.
That's
so.
Sweet daddy. Great, man. What is that? That is...
You know, I was just out of college, so, you know, I'm saying, you know, right now...
But you got the $500 HUD credit, first-time buyer.
First-time buyer, exactly. Right, exactly.
Good news is we'll give you $500. The bad news, it's 18%.
Yeah, you know, right, exactly. I just think, you know, don't be scared to buy a house right now. I think everyone's still getting a great deal. I think we're seeing our sales prices come down a little bit. Not yet. I mean, we still don't have a lot of inventory because people are nervous. But, you know, we're hitting serious buyers come in the winter because they want that house. So don't be scared to list in the winter either.
This is the thing I haven't talked to anybody about. And Leonard Raskin, I said Leonard Raskin's going to be here. Hey, Leonard Raskin's here. I'll talk to him about this a little bit too. And you could get your calculator out on this. But if you were to have bought, let's just say, a $400,000 house during the plague at 2% and whatever your finances or however it worked out. But let's say you paid... That house was $330,000 before the... I mean, houses went crazy.
Insanity.
To me, it sort of offset the notion that if the $600,000 house is now $750,000 and I'm getting it at 2%, what difference does it make?
It doesn't. You're right. You're
you know,
exactly right.
In terms of I'm feeling better about it, but it felt like the inflation part of this, I've got 14 bids and we're 60 grand over ask, and like all of this that you dealt with, it was, it didn't make any sense to me. Like, why are all these people bidding to bid, to bid, to bid, to bid, to get high, to get 2% and pay 50 grand too much for the house? I don't know the math on that, but I'm thinking it probably was tricky.
Let me tell you, it was stressful for all of us. I mean, I'm not, you know, it was definitely some great years, but I definitely have some gray hairs popping through because, you know, we love our people. We love our buyers. We love our sellers. And it was a really stressful time to go through 17 offers and, you know, first time home buyers. Could you imagine how many first-time home buyers had to be disappointed so many times in one transaction? I mean, it was remarkable.
Some people lose 5-6 deals, just losing their mind. Right?
I mean, but again, you have to set expectations.
And mom pictures herself in that kitchen,
every kitchen,
and you're in love with it, and then. It evaporates.
And then it's gone in a second. So you really had to set expectations for clients to say, this is a black and white deal right now. We cannot have any emotion in it. Okay. And that's, we really had to sit there and walk them through it. And, you know, right now it's fall. It's a little slower, so not as stressful. But
you don't look stressed at all. You were having a Moscow. I'm
going
to get you off the air. You go back down the end of the
cannot
bar.
Wait.
Do your Friday afternoon real estate. Do all that fall pumpkin spice planning. Yeah, I need some apple pie around here. We're at Cooper's North. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, Goodwill, Wind Donation, and of course, get out. We're in places like Cooper's North, so you get out and enjoy Restaurant Week. And Caroline will sell you a place, not in Carolina, but in Mays Chapel, somewhere near here. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Patrick Russell, booking guest by. Terry Beck came by, said hello. I think Patrick's going to get here in the 4 o'clock hour. Leonard Raskin's going to be here a little later on and explain the most clever crab mallet in the history of crab mallets. It opens beer, it cracks crabs, it opens claws, it does things. We'll learn more about that. Greg Landry's going to be here from Towson Transfers as well. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour featuring gumbo and beer.
And Moscow Mules.
For me, I'm going to have some more than Cooper's longer. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Stay with us. We're Cooper's North. We're in Mays Chapel, and I'm praying for beer.